Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Question, he already knows the answer. Don't be confused about that. So when he asks the question, he already knows the answer. That is for us to see where we are. So he wanted to make sure that the disciples understood who he was. So, you know, this is a common thing that we have today. When we go out on the witnessing field, we ask people, who do you say that Jesus is? A lot of people say he's a good man. Others say he's a prophet. So, but during this time, people thought that Jesus was Elijah. They thought he was John the Baptist. And then they thought he was Jeremiah. But we see that none of those were true. But even today, that's still going on. People think Jesus Christ is simply a good man. Wow. And we know that Jesus Christ just wasn't a good man. Is that right? So his disciples are telling Jesus. So Jesus does this little survey, and this is the response that he gets. So when Jesus Christ gets this response, now he wants to take it a little deeper. That was impersonal. Sometimes, how many times you somebody come up and you say, "Hey, what do you think about this guy?" And you tell them, or what people are saying about this guy. You know, like the candidates today, like let's say like Donald Trump. Some say, "Hey, what are people saying about Donald Trump? What are people saying about Hillary Clinton?" So they'll tell you all sorts of things. But and then they'll tell you all sorts of stuff. But when you ask them, "Okay, what does you think?" It gets a little quiet then, doesn't it? They'll tell you what other people think of them. They'll say, "Oh, they think he's this, they think he's that." But now I want to zero in on you and say, "What do you think?" And this is what Jesus Christ did. Look at verse 15. He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" This is the ultimate question everyone must answer. Whom do you say that Jesus is? Matter of fact, when I go out soul winning, this is one of the questions I ask the people. Is whom do you say that Jesus is? Because determining that the answer to that question will let me know where you stand. Whether you stand with him or whether you stand with the wicked one. So the question is very simple. Whom do you say that Jesus is? And then I like the response. Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Wow. Now Peter, we know Peter was the only other one that what? Walked on what? Water, right? So Peter took the lead here and was answering for all the apostles and said, "Hey, thou art the Christ." That simply means the Messiah. And then thou art the Son of God. Wow. That's something. Have you recognized who Jesus is? Is he the Christ, the Messiah, the one that was coming, the one that was going to deliver his people and set up his kingdom? He's the Messiah. Yes. And then he is the, I like the second thing he said. He's not only the Messiah, that means he was a king, he was going to conquer, he was going to do all this stuff. That's good. But I like this second part. He is the Son of the living, not dead, God. Good Lord Almighty. I don't know if you got that. You're staring at me looking weird here. But I'm talking about he is the Son of the living God. That's awesome. I'm telling you, because whenever you are in the family of God, you get an inheritance that's unbelievable. He is the Son of the living God, not dead. Matter of fact, this place of Sisera was a really hilly place with rocks and stuff. This was a
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.